morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. I wasn't even going to be here today. I found out early this morning, I wasn't even going to be here. I found out that our next guest was coming on, and I just had to come on at least to introduce her, say hello, and give her a proper introduction. I'm so honored to have her, as always. Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net. A couple news stories you may want to note, ladies and gentlemen, just write down. If you think that the Supreme Court's going to save you, if you think George Washington is walking through the door, think again. The Supreme Court just ruled on all the election cases. Well, the point is mute because the election is over and dismissed all the cases without even looking at them. Okay. Before, they wouldn't look at the Texas case because they did said before the election because they said they didn't have standing. So they're just back and forth ping pong balls. They don't care. The two justices that were nominated by Trump, two of them, Gorsuch did say they wanted to hear the case. The other two did not. And that's where we are. Ladies and gentlemen, SLV, the silver ETF, which doesn't, they trade in paper, not physical silver. They've changed their prospectus to tell you basically that we're not backing our ETF with silver bullion anymore, or we may not. Just a little note there for you. Just a little note. And right now, spot silver, you want to go buy a Silver Eagle coin, it's about $10 or $11 above the spot price. Just a little heads up for you. Let's get to our guest. Because she is, I usually have notes when I introduce people. I'm reading their bio or have some of the things. I'm going straight from my heart and what I feel and how much I respect and honor Deborah. There's a few people of a few different areas. You know, if you want vaccines, you want Sherry Tenpenny, if you want, you know, different areas. Deborah Tavares, her knowledge about Agenda 21, her dedication, her bravery, her courage, her seemingly boundless energy is infectious. It is inspiring. Of course, StopTheCrime.net is her great website. I have an indelible image of Deborah Tavares sitting before the city councils there in California warning them about all these things with their jaws on the floor, looking at her like she had three heads growing out of her body. And yet all of this has come true. She's more accurate than Dionne Warwick's psychic hotline, that's for sure. They should be calling Deborah. Don't call Dionne Warwick, call Deborah. It's an absolute pleasure to have her on. StopTheCrime.net is her great website. We'll talk about how important that is in a second. Deborah Tavares, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, thank you so, so much. Again, I run StopTheCrime.net. I also run PrimaryWater.org, and I don't talk much about ToxicSky.org, but I run that as well. The main website, of course, is StopTheCrime.net. Today is Monday, February the 22nd, 2001, and I want to encourage all of you to please go to type in your search bar, StopTheCrime.net, and go to our home landing page. It'll pop up. And resubscribe. YouTube took all of our videos down a couple of weeks ago, and which represented, of course, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours. All documents were represented in these videos that we posted up. They were literally cliff notes to the documents that we have posted on StopTheCrime.net. Everything was gone. I woke up one morning and found that they had taken my YouTube video down off of my website. So the site is still there, of course, but fortunately we had all of our videos backed up. So please resubscribe and go to some of the current postings of videos that we've got up. I just posted a very lengthy video on the website that I would certainly encourage everyone to go to. It is a myriad of topics. It is 3 hours long, so it's not for the faint of heart, and it is lengthy. But I will tell you, it is absolutely critical that you all know what you face. Because what we have to understand is that all nations have been hijacked, all cities, counties, states, countries, islands. We're all in Earth, Inc., and it's the same psychopaths that run, of course, China and the USA and Russia and England and any country that has central bank that's owned and controlled by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. They run it all. They own it all. And they believe they stole it all, fair and square. So it's most important to understand what your reality is. If you're living in the fictitious reality, you will not survive long, because the main event that is occurring today has not been seen by those that live in it. People will see the surfaces, they'll feel something's very wrong, they'll read the newspapers that may be a collision to what's happening in reality. We'll hear the weather reports on the news about weather, and we'll question the weather when we see what is occurring in Texas and other places, and with the fires here in California and the weather all over the world. Our culture, of course, has been manufactured. Our perception of reality has been manufactured. And we face an event that has fundamentally gone unnoticed. Nothing comparable in our history ever has seen these kinds of events. It's mentally gone unnoticed. We have been transferred from nations, from nature, and our old environment, which is our host of life. Nature is our host of life, and we've been transferred into a reality that has been fabricated and created by psychopaths. And we're now being fast inserted into a technological environment of life where everything exists within technology. And we're living within technology. And technology has become so ubiquitous as the air we breathe. We are no longer conscious of its presence. And our lives, Daniel, are going on unquestioned. It's like life lived in a reality that is not real. So I want to get into Texas, and we're going to discuss that because it's just a microcosm of the plans for the rest of the world that has been happening, and increasingly so.
Let me kind of frame the discussion about Texas. Obviously, your knowledge and your depth, and when I'm off the interview, you know, the whole show is yours. We saw in Texas, we're seeing people dying. We're seeing local communities that beg the federal government to let them turn on the carbon-based electric plants, coal, natural gas, what have you. The federal government flat out said no. I don't know why they listened to them, but I don't even know if that's the most important question. You know, I'll ask you. But we see animals in zoos dying. We see this is a total disgrace. I find it more than ironic that Texas has been talking about seceding. They have had one of the most independent power grids in the nation, and now this happens. Make sense of all that. What is most important? What just happened in Texas?
Well, first of all, what has happened is the future of utility transformation worldwide. And, of course, the global elite have a plan, and it's a global power and energy project plan 2021, where everything is being reimagined and being put more under the control of a cloud-first approach, where continued transformation of the entire utility industry worldwide. They have advisory groups and professional services firms working with utilities all over the world to plan and develop and implement and manage their ecosystem of digital technology solutions and service providers. And since the early 90s, they've worked with over 300 utilities, and they have 600-plus projects that are going into a digital solution of monitoring and tracking 24/7, 365. It is all dependent upon the smart grid. So while Texas was one of three grids in the United States, which was considered the East, the West, and Texas, those were the three grids. Prior, we were a patchwork of grids. Prior to the smart meter deployment, we were not as intentionally consolidated. And Texas is not devoid of takeover because they have the smart meters too. And what happened to Texas, I am very sad to say, was done to Texas by Texas, because they had they know. The controllers, they're legislators. When people leave a planned assault on their state and go to a sunny location, they know. They know. They didn't know perhaps how bad it would be, how long it would be, but they fled to safety. And I think you know what I'm talking about. And I'm sure that there are many other legislators that fled also, because this is weather warfare. And it's a classic military operation within one's own nation, country, state, county, city, by one's own internal attack forces.
Deborah, pause for 1 second. You said they fled. You understand what that was? Explain. I don't understand.
Well,
what do you mean
they fled? He fled. He fled to Mexico. Oh. He left during this attack on Texas.
Yeah,
and I know that many in advance likely had that opportunity as well. I can't say that, you know, he knew, but legislators know about weather control. They have to. If they don't, they're dangerous for everybody that is thinking that they should provide safety measures for them, because they will not. They're all inserted in position, just like all legislators are, and presidents. They're all put into position by the controllers that control the world. And so when this happens, this is an attack. And I want to point out that this, as I was saying, this is a classic military operation. And I'm going to describe that further. But I think it's important to note that what happens in a classic military operation is it's an overwhelming attack, which is what this creating the frigid conditions were, in conjunction with the power outages and then the inability to access water. That's very typical of a power outage, is people lose water, they lose gas, they can't heat their homes, everything in their freezers defrost, they lose thousands of dollars of food, and they're cold and freezing, just like what we saw in Texas. We've suffered the same thing here in Northern California during the fires. And they tell us when they turn, they don't tell us in advance necessarily when they're going to turn the power off, but they call it a PSPS, a public safety power shutdown. And in the midst of evacuations and fires roaring down upon us, the power's shut off. So those people that want to defend their homes or at least douse the area with water, unless they're set up in advance, they cannot. So this is a call of an alarm to everybody that is listening. You're on your own here. You have to make arrangements for your own safety and your own heat, your own water, your own food. You need to think about generators. This is an attack. This is an attack. And you cannot go to the perpetrators and ask for the solutions, because we have been reporting what is in the Department of Defense documents, what's in the military documents about the power grid going down. And Rockefeller and Rothschild, LLC.
Give us that overview. Deborah, give us that overview. What are we being told by these documents? Just in a Reader's Digest version.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go into that, but I want to state a couple things right now.
Sure.
First of all, it's all intentionally deferred maintenance on the power grid. The power grid is being used as a weapon now, and that's important to understand. When people get that in their minds and can see reality for what it is, they'll be more self-able to survive these kinds of things. Because we're learning, of course, that days before the Texas blackouts, one of the giant Texas power plants sounded the alarm. I don't know if you were aware of that, but one of the largest power generations in Texas said it warned the state agencies days before the cascading blackouts plunged millions into darkness. That internal forecast showed electricity demand was expected to exceed supply. Well, this is all planned as well. This is planned as well. This is all part of allocating electricity and moving us into renewables, which are unreliable. And they go on to say that even despite their warning, the coordination and planning by authorities across the broader energy sector were seemingly disproportionate to the severity of the situation in the warning. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas is the state's grid operator. Again, that's the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. They control the grid. And while the state Texas Public Utility Commission regulates power generators, and they claim that they warned in advance. Well, certainly, they knew years in advance. They've been being warned, as we all have, that the grid is going to fail. It is planned to fail. It is being targeted by the illusion of climate change, which is the use of weather weapons on the system. Our entire infrastructure is under mass attack. And unless people shake themselves out of the illusion and the mind control, more people will die and plead with the government to help them, who are those very attacks on them. So we've got the power elite. I've got this document, the Global Power Elite and Energy Elites 2021, and the global intention, as I was saying, to digitize everything. This is a transformation into the hands of a few of the entire operation of the electric grid worldwide. This is why the smart grid was deployed in the very, very beginning. And I want to go over a few things because people need to understand.
Wait one second, Deborah. I mean, you're flying here. This is great. Every sentence coming out of your mouth is like a thesis. This is a very important. Are you saying that the Texas's response was in their lack of preparing when they were warned? Is it incompetence or was it purposeful?
That is what the utility provider in Texas has said. That Texas was warned days in advance that there would be inadequate power supply based on the weather.
Okay, and I've been told that then they petitioned the federal government to relax some of the requirements for green energy, and then the federal government told them not to, and then they stood down and let it happen instead of going
against. Well, this is an attack. Now, who said what to the federal government is anyone's speculation. I haven't seen or can't confirm that was even requested of the federal government. But the federal government is not a government that represents our interest. The federal government is put in place by the controllers, and we are being decimated. We're being decimated, completely controlled.
Here's what I'm asking, Deborah. Why? See, if I heard this, and I'm the governor of Texas, kind of like the governor of Florida, when Biden threatened to restrict travel to Florida, the governor of Florida, DeSantis, told him, we will not comply. If you try to do this, we'll have the National Guard out here in 5 minutes. Why didn't the governor of Texas tell whoever, we are going to make power. I don't give a damn what any of you say. You can come here and stop us if you don't like it. We're going to make power. This is an emergency.
Okay,
why didn't that
happen?
So, Daniel,
I'm not going to speak to what legislators do or don't do. I am speaking to the reality that it is planned. These attacks are planned. And we have the documents. We've been addressing this for years. This is a planned attack with the guise of climate change. Now, just to illustrate this in a minor way, I'm looking at a Department of Defense document dated 2014 on climate change and adaptation roadmap. I'm going to read a few things in this so that everyone listening, you'll understand the broader scale of attacks that you're soon going to confront, and we already are. And then I'm going to go into a New York Times article that came out in 1976 when there was an inkling of pure, good, honest journalism. And I think you'll all be stunned, and I think you'll realize why you need to go out and harden yourself up, because no one is going to save you but you. You're going to have to protect your families. You're attached to a grid that is being run by the global controllers, Rothschild, the elites. This is their control grid. In fact, the power grid, the electrical power grid, is considered the largest machine in the world. Why? Because all modern societies are based up on it. Without it, we plummet back to the mid-1750s. And that is exactly the intention behind the Sustainable Development Goals and the reduction of food and all energy resources. But now I just mentioned, Daniel, this adaptation Department of Defense 2014. So I'm going to go over some of the things that are very very important, and I'm looking at page 7 in that document, by the way. And they talk about potential effects of climate change on department-built infrastructure. Now, we have to understand and always remember, when you hear climate change, this is the use of increased weather weapons and technologies used to change the weather. So for those of you that can't wrap your brains around that, you are going to become a victim to reality. So here's what it says in this Department of Defense agency that is also controlled by our controllers. Increased inundation, erosion, and flooding and damage. Changing building heating and cooling demands, impacting insulation and energy intensity and operating cost. Operating costs. Look at all the high bills that the people that were involved in this frigid directed energy weapon weather assault are suffering now. Disruption and the competition for reliable energy and fresh water. We're hearing all of that that has happened as a result of this. This has happened here. This is happening all over the world. Damage from thawing, permafrost and sea ice in Alaska and the Arctic region. Now, I'm going to explain this in a minute. I think you're going to be floored. They talk about increased maintenance requirements for runaways on roads to remain operable during extreme hot days. Change disease and vector distribution, increasing the complexity and cost of ongoing disease management. They go on and on. Distribution of disease vectors, including exposure to diseases in regions not routinely encountered by what they have as acute long-term impact.
There's the music.
On personnel and safety.
Stay right there. You're listening to the one and only Deborah Tavares. StopTheCrime.net. Essential, ladies and gentlemen, essential. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll return in just a moment.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Power Hour. This is one of the most important, powerful guests we could possibly have. I mean, here lately, I mean, Sherry Tenpenny, Catherine Austin Fitz, Deborah Tavares, you know, this type of information is, please don't take it for granted. Please don't assume that's always going to be there. I mean, her YouTube channel just got canceled, Deborah. Many of her videos, what have you. You know what we've been dealing with YouTube. We're in another world. I told you this after, you know, this election, what have you. It's another world. It's another level that we're dealing with. And here we are. Deborah Tavares from StopTheCrime.net. Also remind you, thank you so much for your support at ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. Jay is having another surgery on her eye, on her other eye. The first one went very well. Thank you so much. Please continue your prayers. And thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. And you're welcome for what we do. And we know that you appreciate it. And thank you for your support. We're here because of you. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Deborah Tavares. Deborah, you're talking about, you know, leading into the 76 New York Times article.
Yeah,
some
well,
other points
I wanted to go over a few
attack.
More points in the Department of Defense climate
that this
action.
Is a military attack. You know, this is a very bold statement you make. This is a military-type attack. Let's continue along that line.
Absolutely. In this document, again, entitled Department of Defense 2014 Climate Change Adaptation Roadmap. Now, I have hundreds and hundreds of documents that go into different kinds of detail, but this is basically all the same. They say on page 7 that energy, fuel, water supply, and utility services, including the electrical grid, drinking water and wastewater, and stream systems will be hit by climate change. They go on to say that existing stormwater management systems to accommodate more frequent and intense precipitation events. They're dumping atmospheric rivers on us and swamping all legacy systems, all stormwater systems. They talk about a distribution of disease vectors, and I won't go into all of that, even though we have diseases now that are being pummeled upon us intentionally. I want to go into a letter that was archived out of the out of the New York Times back in April 17th of 1976. And the name of this article is War of the Weathers. Now, you can go on to stopthecrime.net, and I'll give you more background behind it, but I'm going to hurriedly go over what this article said. And it's most important to understand. These are excerpts. It says, from space, again, this is 76, from space, one can control the Earth's weather, cause droughts, floods, and change the tides, and raise the levels of the sea. Raise the levels of the sea. Now, I've been talking about that for a very long time. As they have chemtrails and dispersions of poisons and nano overhead, they have control of the oceans. They can make temperature climates frigid, just like what they've done in the many states that were and now are the consequence of a weather attack. And then it goes on. Then Senator Lyndon B. Johnson told a joint session of Congress in 1957. Like many other legislators, he accepted Defense Department fantasies that the United States was in a race with the Soviet Union to develop environmental weapons. Mr. Johnson, as president, made the fantasies real by ordering rainmaking in Southwest Asia between 1967 and 1972. He and President Richard Nixon authorized 3.6 million annually on secret cloud seeding over North and South Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia in the attempt to muddy trails and slow enemy movements. I'm going to add something here. Everyone, you are the enemy. They are using these weapons on us, all of us. They say they enhance the rainfall by over 30%. Pentagon defends this action as humane, saying raindrops don't kill people, bombs do. The Department of Defense denies it was seeding over North Vietnam in 1971, when the nation suffered the heaviest rains since 1945. And in 1945, a million Vietnamese died of flood and famine. This is being done, okay? Senator Claiborne Peel, P-E-L-L, in 1973, introduced a resolution calling for an international treaty to prohibit environmental warfare. The Pentagon says its climate dynamics program, formerly Project Nile Blue, is peaceful and needed to detect Soviet attempts to disrupt North American weather. Climate dynamics researchers using computer models of oceans and atmospheres have studied ways to melt the polar ice caps, generate disruptive storms, and otherwise use key environmental instabilities to release huge amounts of energy. They have found how the United States, acting secretly from space, can inflict bad weather on the Soviet Union, ruining harvests and keeping the country dependent on United States grain imports. In the Soviet Union, engineers have reversed the Arctic flowing Pechora, P-E-C-H-O-R-A, river. They've reversed the flow of the river and have created inland seas, actions that experts say will alter global climate. But this is peaceful. In 1975, the National Academy of Sciences reported that cooling in the Northern Hemisphere since the 1940s makes the start of a new ice age within 100 years, a small but real possibility. Scientists cannot determine whether the cooling is caused by humans or if it's one nation's weather-controlled and controlling another through weather modification programs. The hostility arising from such programs is obvious. They go on. Global climate changes promote many nations to use modification techniques. The world's unstable political climate demands that such techniques, and they're also paying reparations to those who suffer drought or storm damage. So what we're seeing with every weather attack is the government coming in and paying people through insurance companies, all run by Rothschild and all set up to gut the financial viability of all countries worldwide. We will not survive financially the absolute assault on all infrastructure and all systems worldwide. And they go on in this article, the tiniest tampering with natural balances can set off chain reactions with unforeseen consequences. Now, again, this was in the New York Times, an article back April 17th of 1976 entitled War of Weathers.
Wow.
Now, going forward, now, I hope you remember, they control the tides. They control sea level rise. They're melting the ice caps, and they've reversed the flow of rivers. So imagine what they're now capable of doing, since this article was written by someone who was reporting the truth back in 1976.
45 years ago.
Yes. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that right now.
Hey, let me ask, Deborah, because I've had sources tell me that the coastal area of America is gonna disappear. The water is gonna rise, you know, in the foreseeable future. Are you saying the same thing?
Oh, it's under attack. All coastlines worldwide that are low lying are under attack. They will all be consumed by the sea. I've done many, many shows, and I have many radio shows about this, and they call it required planned retreat. Where they relocate people that have homes on low-lying areas. And I discovered this a number of years ago with Southern California. A well-known beach town was fighting against the local city councils, wanting to put that they would have to leave, retreat from their homes, demolish their homes, and move to higher ground. And they didn't want that in the city ordinances, you think? Because it would have impacted their assessed values of their homes. They wouldn't be able to refinance. They won that lawsuit, but then FEMA came in and recognized the area as a flood zone. So they lost in the end. But this is what is happening. I did a three-part video YouTube that you can go to stopthecrime.net. Just go underneath the landing page where it says our YouTube video channel, and it'll say other videos, because we're still moving our backed up videos back onto YouTube as fast as we can. But I did a three-part YouTube in the UK when we could still travel in 2019, and I talked about a sea level rise and how it was going to impact the UK, Ireland, and Wales, because that is the area I was in at the time. But that's impacting right now areas of Florida. Many areas are already going underwater, and we're being told it's due to climate change and sea level rise. They're creating this. So people need to understand reality. So here, I'm going to read something out of another document that is, it was flooring to me, because besides the weaponized weather and toxic electronic plagues, we have this report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. This is the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and they met in Lima, Peru in June of 2011. And this is just a few excerpts out of the document, and it's hair-raising. Only a few excerpts. They wanted to come up with a definition for geoengineering, which is, of course, weather control. So they discussed that, and they came up with, they said, geoengineering consists of actions taken when the intent of controlling the global climate change, with the intent of controlling the global climate change. This is on 79 of that document. I'm going to read it one more time. Geoengineering consists of actions taken with the intent of controlling the global climate, page 79. And then they go on to say, the scale of this is climate scale rather than geographical scale. I hope you understand this is worldwide scale rather than just pummeling a specific area. The weather is controlled and hitting upon all of us worldwide in different ways. They go on and to talk about reversibility. They have a reversibility discussion about this, and they are wondering if it would be easy to return to pre-action state, and will rapid climate change result from discontinuation of their activity? They go on to talk about the social acceptability. Do any of you socially accept a weather attack, a military attack by our own government and other governments? So they're talking about the social acceptancy. They say that the risk of rapid leakage of CO2 either by unforeseen failures or following discontinuation of the action. Legal issues. They discussed legal issues. Conflict with existing treaties, you think? Equity. Will everyone be treated fairly under the attacks of weather? They want fair equity here. They will not have liability. Responsibility of ground, and they won't accept responsibility because they're denying this. It's unacknowledged. All of your reporters on weather every day that you listen to are lying. They're lying. And then they talk about, and I threw this in only because I'm passionate about everything that they're doing to water. And here's what they said. Groundwater temperature changes require large energy inputs. So what's happening with the hurricanes? I discovered a diabolical attack on the United States with the Great White Death that occurred in Wyoming. It was a frigid situation, just like what happened in Texas. And I have that up on stopthecrime.net. I go over that, but it was a blizzard of 1949, again called the Great White Death, and it was an orchestrated attack against Americans' heartland by America, and other countries are involved, I'm sure, as well. And you can see it when you have the eyes to see and you watch this YouTube and you listen to the survivors and those that recall that 3.5 month attack in blizzard and freezing conditions, and you see thousands upon thousands of animals literally frozen in place, standing up, frozen while they're walking. You see pheasants, you see deer, horses, cattle, and people. 3.5 months this attack was done, and it was involved, and I won't go into this because this is going to sound too far out for most people, and right now I just really want to focus on many of the attacks that we face with the weather weapons being used on us, and the fact that the power grid and the outages are going to be used as a bargaining chip, a threat on different countries, different states, different communities, if they're not towing the line of reducing greenhouse gas emissions and redefining our lives on this planet. And we know that the World Economic Forum has told us we will own nothing. So as we're being attacked and we're becoming climate refugees, and the cost to even have energy is unaffordable by most, we'll be happy because we'll own nothing, we're being told, by the World Economic Forum. Wow. And Schwab of the World Economic Forum is, well, I won't go into that either right now. They tell us we'll be eating much less meat because, of course, they're killing everything. An occasional treat, but not a staple for the good of our environment and our health. 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change. We'll have to do a better job at welcoming and integrating refugees. So we've been told this. We are under attack with the use of unacknowledged weather weapons.
Deborah, let me pause you. We have about, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes before the break for the top of the hour. I'm going to have to go at that point. I wanted to the whole rest of the time is yours. I just want to speak to you, speak to the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people come on and a lot of people say things, YouTube, whatever. Deborah is the leading personality person that has been warning people about these specific things. If this is the first time you've ever heard it, you may think, oh my God, this is far out there. Yeah, it is far out there. You go back into her history and what she has predicted and what she has gone over and the documents that she has shown, everything that she says, she won't say, you remember, earlier I asked her about the politician. Well, I don't want to speak about politicians' intentions. If she doesn't know about it or have some research to back it up, she's not going to say it. And if you want to go into this further, if you have the bravery, if you have your head screwed on enough tight to go to be able to delve into this, StopTheCrime.net goes into this extensively. This is, I don't know who is more important. She's definitely in the top two or three or four guests that we could possibly have on. The most important person that we can have on this broadcast is Deborah Tavares. Please take everything she's saying to heart. Please don't go it overwhelmed. Please don't go into a shell about it, but take action. Use the information to then take action. I would ask you, Deborah, at some point, next hour, what have you, maybe go into, not maybe, but please go into some solutions, go into some areas of the country where it's better, some different strategies that may help people. Make sure that you do that, or else I'll get a lot of emails.
Well, actually, I will talk about some solutions to the first hour when I come back, because awesome. There are most definitely solutions, and they are all going to require self-activation.
Well, I get it. I have to go. I am so glad I got to talk to you today. The rest of the few minutes here is yours. The rest of the time, I am so honored that you've come on our show. I love you forever for what you've done. And as time has, we've seen everything, ladies and gentlemen, what's happened in our country. And as all this stuff comes to fruition and we're faced with the things that we've pushed in the closet, personally, I understand more and more what it takes to be somebody like Deborah to put out this information. I hope that you pray for her. I bless you with all the power that I have. Certainly, Deborah, I bless you in the name of God, that God may keep you and keep you safe and help you refine your voice for this time, and that you may reach the people you need to. I adore you for what you've done and what you have sacrificed and what you have meant to so many people. Thank you so much. I got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen to Deborah, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
So everyone, Daniel, thank you. I want to wrap up with a few solutions about the weather attacks and the power grid and the fact that the grid is going to be taken down for longer intervals during storms. I also want to talk about the fake snow, the fake ice, and how that's weighting down power lines. And there have been many people through the country now that are going out making snowballs, very compact snowballs, and holding them over fire and finding out that they are not, it's not real snow at all. And I won't go into that much right now, but you can try it for yourselves. I've talked to a number of people in the frigid areas through this weather weaponized attack, and they've done just that, and they are stunned. When you do this for yourself, you will see that the snowball does not melt. It turns black on the outside. It does not melt. It is dustified plastic, and it really, I have to wonder, I haven't researched this, but I've got to throw this out. I've wondered now, with that occurring, why the heavy program on recycling plastic, and how that just may be used in what is occurring with the plastic in the snow. But I'm going to leave that there, because there are many other things to discuss, and that's your solution to this increasing power outage situation you're all going to face. You all minimally need to have a generator, minimally. You need to have some type of interior heat device. I know when we lost power here during the fires, it was during a very cold period of time when they were playing with the atmosphere and the pressure to create the fires and the cold winds, but followed by severe heat and heat and temperature variations just really literally would change dramatically every day, so to exacerbate the fires. But having said that, we at that time found a propane interior heater, and I believe it was called My Buddy. Back at that time, we spent, I think, around $60 for it. They're hard to get now because because of the supply lines being cut, but it is and was the only interior propane heater that I had ever heard, because generally you consider propane as being deadly when it's used in the interior. So, again, get some kind of heater that is not reliant on your electricity and put it in a room that you can close the door. So at least you can have one room in the house that's heated up. You're going to want to have enough supply of little propane tanks, etc. You've got to do all you can to keep your refrigeration going. So if you have a generator and you can't operate the whole house on that, of course, you can certainly plug it in to your refrigerator and your freezer and alternate it. Be sure you handle the generators safely and follow the instructions. Sadly, many people do not follow the instructions, and they end up with dire consequences. For those of you that are in the country, certainly if you're on a well, you're going to want to have some method in which to pull your water up from your well so you maintain water. And when we come back from this break, I will talk more about the solutions and what you can do, because you're now just hearing about the frigid controlled weather weapons used on many states, including Texas, in the past week or so.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.